A Quest for Magic and Steel, a family-friendly adventure where six people play the tabletop game of Dungeons and Dragons. The Game Master, Amara, her sister, brother, dad, and two friends take on the roles of their characters as they voice act and use improv to tell the story of these misfit adventurers. If you like D&D, this is an easy must-listen. And if you're not into D&D or have never played, that's okay, because this game is based more on the storytelling and role-playing than it is on the strict rules of the traditional game. Find it on any podcast player for any device or listen directly from the website www.magicandsteel.com. That's STEELE. Don't forget the last E for entertainment.
Zane, take me on a fantasy journey.
I want to play D&D.
My body's ready.
Greetings and welcome to the 134th episode of Law and Disorder, 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what happened last time on Law and Disorder.
Our marshals are finally making their way towards the Candy Castle in the land of candy in which they found themselves trapped. Having made some new friends in Gillino and Raylene, two gnomes stranded in Candyland from another party. They have found their way into the rolling hills of ice cream towards the ice cream Hydra's lair. To survive in this place, they must successfully kill and scavenge the heart crystals from the Hydra. However, killing two birds with one stone, killing this Hydra would mean that they earn the favor of the Gingerbread House of Candyland, a favor which they intend to turn into military assistance. We left our marshals in the middle of the Hydra fight, and so let us join them again as they fight the many-headed beast.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. So please, if you have some time, find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, go to our home on the web. That's notcanonproductions.com, where you can find more about all the characters in this podcast and all of our other sister podcasts, which we have got a fair few out now. And we also have merch. You can go to the shop on that'snotcanonproductions.com as well. Also, we have a Patreon. We love all of our patrons. Please go there and see if you want any of those cool perks. And now, on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Playing around the table tonight, we have...
Isaac playing Jack Miles, known as Pond, also known as Damien Hahn.
You've got too many names. My name is Miranda. I just have one name in the game, and that is Gwen.
Or Gwendolyn.
Or Miranda, actually. Mm. God damn it!
And I'm Nick, and I just play Yuri.
Or Eurymetrius.
Or that guy.
Sebastian, I play James, or Sir... Right, guys?
I'm Jack, and I play Dashbolt. He doesn't have any other names. Apart from that, last time he did, he nearly got arrested by another country. He doesn't do that anymore.
That's because you had three names. You were over your limit.
I should have... Yeah.
And we left on the cusp of a skill challenge that was initiated when the gnome you had escorted to the Candy Castle, Raylene, sprung a trap on the Candy Queen, which started a giant caramel ooze, which you yourself have failed a skill challenge against before, into the castle. The situation as we have it is that the portal to the material plane will be close to, if not already, primed to receive goods and or people. Ellison, the person you have come here to save, is a doddering old man who cannot move quickly.
Or is he?
Or is he?
Dun, dun, dun.
Gwen doesn't know because she has not met him. He is seated in the middle of a balcony on which the ooze has been summoned. The portal that you're going to need to get to is exactly halfway and down the castle into the cliff face. James knows the way, and I'm going to assume that he told Yuri as well.
And I took Dashbolt with me.
Oh, yes. Dashbolt and James know the way, and Yuri and James know how to operate the portal controls.
Gwen knows nothing. What a useless...
In between you, you know that there are four gingerbread men, four candy guards, as well as Fod with Gwen. And the two gnomes are no longer in the bag of holding, so they will be doing something as well, trying to escape.
How big is this situation with the crystal? Like,
how big is the situation?
Like, there's the crystal and there's the ooze coming out. How big is that situation?
In the 1 second when Dashbold went, "Oh, something's happening," and the ooze exploded, it started taking... It, in that first 1 second, 15 square feet.
Okay. And how much... How big is the crystal area?
It's now covering the entire crystal area.
Well, how big is that, though? Like, up-wise?
5 feet.
Oh.
Leap over it again like you did in the first one.
Oh, God, I'm stuck to this one.
Yeah. The problem with this one is now the ooze is entirely covering the portal that it is coming through. So you can't access it. Physically, at least. Alright. So, let's roll to see who goes first.
Please go first, so...
Nope. Ah, nat one, eh?
Are you kidding me, Isaac? He's not even in the room again, it's a curse.
Well, remember that time he didn't do it straight away and then he saved it up
later
and shoot me in the leg?
Nat one as well.
Okay, so what's happened right now? Is if unless someone uses an inspiration or a divination dice, we automatically fail.
I have an inspiration.
Going to inspire Pons to not roll a one.
I don't know. We don't know.
I can't use my div dice because it's reroll it. Otherwise, I would.
That's true. Yeah.
But he is an inspiration.
Okay. He's okay. So no. So
I have an inspiration
no,
as well.
It's just a d20 roll.
I have an inspiration. You know, I have another inspiration. You're gone.
Roll a two.
Hang on.
Need.
Which inspiration were you?
He uses normal inspiration.
No,
that's
not one.
No, I mean, was it Dashbolt's or
one? No.
Okay.
Awesome later.
Okay.
So we're back to no fails.
So we're back to zero fails from a four. Well done, everyone. Best case scenario for me. What would I have planned for that? Just like automatically death. Candy Rummix implodes. The end.
I think Yuri wins. Oh, does anyone roll over an 8? An eight? Sorry, what do you got? 17?
18.
18?
Is a 3 yes. more than an 18?
Yes.
Yes.
No. If you do the maths properly, it's not.
Never mind then.
Awkward. Yeah. So, Yuri.
Yes.
You get to start with a religion.
With a religion.
What's okay. the DC?
Six. Actually.
Six. It's six.
No, I had maths worked out for this.
He's just changing it. 21. Clearly.
Good. General religion.
I can't.
Yeah, it's impossible. You got a 20 is impossible.
Yep. Maybe so. You should pray for him on your turn.
I'm not praying to anyone. I can go fix myself. This is just a uselessness until it comes down to me.
Where's Nubbins at the moment?
He's left.
The DC is 19.
Ooh. Hang on. With Nubbins, if Nubbins was with us, was it?
He would have lower? Been lower.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Nubbins is still pretty close.
Well, he's really slow.
You can go get him.
That's a weird use of a move.
I
come back to the death spot.
You actually have to go down to the level that he's on to get into the portal.
Like, Nubbins, come back so you can save us.
I use my athletics to run to Nubbins.
I want you all to imagine... I want you all to imagine Indiana Jones with the rolling boulder chasing him down that ramp. That is the speed at which the castle and the castle surrounds are going to be covered in this caramel ooze.
This caramel ooze is ridiculous.
Until it is all there. Sorry, she is sucking it out of the wormhole into the castle. So until its entirety is in the castle, it's just going to keep coming. So it's going to be coming quick, and you have to outrun it.
We can't see it yet.
No.
If we fail...
But you will be able to hear a very ominous rumbling coming from the direction of where your friends are.
It's just James.
So this is...
As usual.
This is functioning as a skill challenge. I'm not going to count into movement. I'm not going to calculate how quickly you're moving and how quickly it's moving. It's just going to be moving at... If you spend a round not moving, it's going to get you. And then other people either have to help you or leave you for dead. Okay?
But we can move and do a thing?
Yes. Yeah. So it's going to be whatever you're doing, you have to do on the run.
Yep.
Yep.
Shit, sounds like I can get wholesome.
Oh, that's fine.
Now, the...
Dimension door, right?
The castle...
We're on the floor with the fucking rooms.
Which is on the floor with Elsa.
So you can just dimension door up there.
All three of you, the two gnomes and the queen, are on the balcony with Elsa.
Yeah.
Now,
we are
the castle itself.
On the same floor, but in a different place.
You're on the one floor down, in a different place.
And the portal we need to get to is
halfway. Yes, halfway down. So I was just to explain, the castle itself is a basic cone. Halfway down this cone, on the back of the castle, there is a tunnel that leads to the portal room. That is your goal. Unless you want to run out of the castle back towards the
just
wall.
Live in Candyland forever.
Yeah.
Not an option. Guys.
No, if you fail this.
Ideally, you want to get into the portal and get rid of the portal before the ooze gets to the portal.
No.
You want the ooze to invade Umphalas?
I want
the
ooze to invade the hag, then,
dude. Umphalas is
well,
like that.
The problem is, on the other side of the portal, you don't control it.
Just close it.
The wizard cops can deal with
it. Yeah, that's the definition of someone else's problem zone.
Alright. So Yuri's going to go first.
Go,
you
Yuri!
Have a number of different objectives that may or may not happen.
Are we going clockwise?
Clockwise.
Go, 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 go. You can do it, can do it.
Okay, so...
What's the why? What's the
why? How close to Ellison am I?
You're virtually right next to him.
Yeah, I pick him up with an athletics and run with him.
Okay. There are a number of doors all leading onto the same hallway.
Yep.
So you can grab him, run to the furthest door, duck into the hallway, run down the stairs and get where they are.
Yep.
Yeah? On a success.
Okay.
And not harm Ellison. Now, I don't want to be that guy.
Yes. Have my inspiration.
How many levels of exhaustion do you have?
Oh yeah.
Have my I'm gonna give you my inspiration. So you roll these and just roll.
I have inspiration.
Oh yeah, fine, yeah.
Yeah. I've still got
you
two
can have
lucky
mine if you fail anyway. So.
I can use my lucky rolls in this time.
Yes,
oh,
you
yeah.
can.
Okay, so
can I just use your lucky?
A 19 and 18 on the dice, so
that's fine, but DC is a 19. So Yuri, seeing this ooze and going, No, it's not it. And he honestly doesn't even panic. He just wheels about, one arm, picks up Ellison, and in a burst of speed that you have never seen from Yuri, just bolts, makes it through the door and down the staircase with this rumbling coming after him.
Try to keep up!
Hey,
Yuri.
James?
Never seen
run!
Okay.
To wait for my turn.
As I'm running away, because I have to do... Yeah. I'm going to run. And I'm going to cast Wall of Force.
Yep.
In a dome shape over the crystal itself.
Mm-hmm.
To try and keep more less goo from coming
sure.
in. Do you want me to read the spell, or you just... No, it's gonna...
read the spell for me. Just
okay, so just for the sake of the thing, it can be a sphere or a dome with a radius of up to 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part for that. That's important. Nothing can physically pass through the wall. It is immune to all damage and can't be dispelled by dispel magic. The only thing that can destroy it, apart from me stopping, is the disintegrate spell. That's it.
That sounds like a clever way to do this.
Yeah.
And what's the size?
As big as I can do it. So it's, was it a 10-foot radius dome?
Okay.
Oh, this is, oh, is the thing, is the crystal floating? Or is it on the ground?
It's on the ground.
Okay, then.
But the caramel's already bigger than that.
Oh, no. I want to stop more caramel from coming out. So I'm, I can't contain the rest of the caramel, but I can contain the
crystal. Does it say that you can see? Because you'd be casting it inside an already mounted pile of caramel.
The wall appears in any orientation you can choose. In format. It lasts the duration. The wall cuts through a creature's space when it appears. The creature is pushed to one side of the wall. It doesn't say.
Okay.
You can read it if you want. Just, yeah.
So all of this is going to come fast if you fail. Just push to one side.
No, no.
If
it's on the ground, I'll dome it. If it's in the air, I'll sphere it.
But, like, thematically, if you fail, it's
good. If I fail, I don't cover the crystal. It should all just have a spot that it can't move through or around.
Oh, no, there'd be, like, a little hole that's going to jet towards you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fail.
Right in the face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Me failing. Well, that, by being stuck to the earth.
Everybody yeah, that'd be kind of funny. Grab till it dissolved you.
No.
That's probably less fun.
Well, it doesn't dissolve you, it just waits for you to die,
look,
right?
Just
and then dissolve.
We still have his hand, we can res him. We'll just get his hand back and then we'll take it to the temple and get him res.
No, I'll let that stand.
We find out that we can't res him because his soul's corrupted or something.
Yeah. I feel it's gonna come back and bite me in the future, but I'll let you yeah. So you
I purposely won't abuse that, if that helps.
We'll see.
Yes,
you say that until the very moment that you do.
I was like, oh my god, this is it.
So what you do, you run after Yuri, almost matching his speed, and you turn around and you cast this spell, and you see the expansion of this giant ooze that's already half filling this balcony and dripping over the edge stop expanding. However, the top of it starts rolling, and it kind of pulls the drippings up off the ledge onto this balcony, and it starts moving in through the doorways, basically. So what you've done is you've made one colossal ooze into a colossal ooze that's still being pushed into this space, and a giant ooze that's chasing the queen, basically.
I can't tell if that's better or worse.
Did you roll?
I did. I'm using my save roll.
At this point,
didn't say that, but I'm going to do that. Yeah,
the queen says, I gave you everything you asked for. Gnomes be damned. Betrayal! And she just blips.
Smart woman. Good.
She blips.
She blips and she's out.
I was going to blip, but I thought I'd solved the problem.
Hopefully she remembers I tried to say it. I'm not like those gnomes. I'm not a terrorist. I don't work a terrorist.
down on the next level.
Something.
Gwen, Pons, and Fod notice a change in the demeanor of the Candy Golem guards. The two that were guarding the gingerbread men engage them. With surprise, killing two of them very quickly. The two that were guarding the door spin in and seem to be approaching you. With intent to engage. Dashboard.
Can I roll sleight of hand, drink a potion while running of haste, and I want to get down to the crystal room really quickly.
The portal chamber?
Mm.
I mean, yes, it just means you'll be twice as fast as everyone else. So, yeah, so you can definitely do that. Roll sleight of hand. Actually, no, I need to make James roll.
Oh, I just used my stored roll, which means I rolled a 27.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent.
That's seven.
You should feel inspired, bro.
I don't have an inspiration.
You can have mine.
Really?
He gave his inspiration to Pons.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks.
So whatever, let's
still fails.
No,
oh, wait, no.
I try.
Still
fails. Okay. So what happens?
Fun times.
What happens is you're running and you're running and you're... And Gillino, running faster than you, bats it out of your hand. Runs away.
Whose side is he on?
It smashes on the wall.
Inside the carriage.
So we have two successes and one failure.
Yeah, it's an excess for Gillino.
Pons.
Yes. So, guards are engaging our friends. Obviously, something's gone terribly wrong.
At this point, you can see the giant ooze coming down the staircase that your three friends have just come out of and have just gone, run now. Run.
Yeah. I am going to run, but I'm going to do a persuasion roll on the remaining gingerbread men.
Mm-hmm.
Try and rally them that now is the time to engage and fight for their king.
Do it.
All right. Alright, here we go. It's so big.
You can do it, Pons.
Oh, that's worse.
Here, do you want to try again?
Can I inspire you? How inspired do you need to be?
I just need to roll a 12.
No.
I don't think there's any more inspiration left table.
No.
I've got one.
I have one.
Yeah.
Yuri ran past and
I think,
screamed.
I think if anyone needs it, Yuri will need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he is lucky in saying that.
That's true. It's up to you, buddies. You can take the failure or you can try to push this into.
Come on, Pons. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Give us a P. Give us an O. Give us an N. Give us a D. I'm
boring myself. Just do it.
Am I using your
Yes.
Alright.
Yeah, Isaac, don't fuck this up.
Just roll that one.
Love you, baby, do it. Oh, that 20. Woo!
Okay.
Oh, my.
Two successes.
Worth it.
Oh, gosh, darn it.
No, that's three.
It's two.
We had two before.
No, he what? Just rolled
yeah.
two extras himself.
So,
Nat
20 gets an extra. So you've got four successes, one failure.
My apologies for all this. I obviously have no idea what the hell's going on.
Okay, yeah, you snap them to it.
Two arms, man. Now's the time to fight for your king. These creatures have tried to take your hand.
They cheer, and like it is a move in synchronized diving, they kneel down, and they spin on a knee, and bring each of their spears directly up through the candy guards, killing them instantly.
Fantastic. Wow. I'm also running at this point.
Yeah, everyone's running. Because once they do that, they turn and run. So you've actually kind of just ran and ducked underneath the spears of the candy guards that were coming at you, and they turn and chase you
I'm
as well.
I'm also dropping my shield and glaive in the ground.
Okay.
I don't
Best things
that.
To go.
I don't need that.
I'm out. Alright, Gwen.
Do it.
God, do what? Is Fod running with us? Is he keeping up?
Yes, yeah.
Athletics? Or survival?
Or acrobatic? That's a 4. Mm. I know, it looks like a 9.
I can't do it.
Okay, we are following someone who knows where they're going.
Yep.
James?
Am I there with him? Yeah.
Yes, you've met up again. James, Dashbold, and Yuri all know the way.
They all know the way. Is Dashbold with us?
Yes.
Even though he didn't get his haste potion?
Yes, he was drinking haste to get further ahead of you.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
he
still
really
needs to do that. Can I... I have a potion of haste.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna get it out of your hand. He's such a bully.
I tried to kill him before.
That is literally why he's doing this.
I was thinking
because you shot him four times in the back.
I was thinking I need to tie this bag so they can't get out because they're gonna fuck it up. But they would just like buzzsaw their way out.
Well, I could either.
What happened to the other gnome, by the way?
Oh, she did.
She's running with you.
She probably just like dusted into the
fire. I stopped.
You
takes time to tie her up. And
you
find
don't
the
know what she did.
She called.
You don't, yeah,
yeah,
don't
that's
know
true.
She did that.
That's true. That's true.
The gnomes are traitors. All of them, especially Dashboard.
That's a more important message than telling you to run quickly.
I run very quickly and I do cartwheels and I cast. I use my acrobatic skills.
What happens?
Nothing.
You follow them to the stairwell down, where this is the most direct route.
Yes.
And they pause for some reason, and as you round into it, you can see that holes in the wall have opened up, and other candy oozes are scattered down the stairwell. You can acrobatics to jump over these and take no damage.
What kind of is this?
But everybody else has still got to get past
them. What you're doing is you're showing them the way to do it.
All right. I'll take it.
Yuri's animal.
Hey, how good is that?
No, you're not paramilitary. at the moment, you can tell that some of them are red and
Yuri
some of them are black.
With the elf in here.
All right, guys. It's a 21.
Okay.
Oh, confidence.
Okay.
You might actually win. Still charge or what? Still fail very quickly.
What Gwen does is she says, "Okay, everyone. Look at what I do. Do exactly the same thing. Don't fuck it up." And she jumps.
Is that what she says with her glutes?
Yeah.
God,
and she
so
jumps
expressive.
One foot on the wall. She leaps off into the other wall, grabs onto one of the bulbous light sources, swings off of it, hits the landing down the bottom. Just as an ooze is reaching out for her, she jumps over it and down into the next stairwell. All of you, being inspired by her feats of strength and the giant ooze following you, attempt to do the exact same thing. Some of you get attacked by the oozes. You don't make it through unscathed, but you get down to the next level without taking any more damage or getting stuck by the giant caramel ooze. Yuri.
So how far are we from the teleportation area now?
A while still.
Okay.
Like, you can move as quickly as you want. I was just like, they've released some defensive oozes in the castle, and you were getting past those.
Oh, I wasn't sure how far past this hallway it was, though.
Persuasion. When?
Stop running, go back, hold the ooze off.
Gwen. Take Ellison.
Okay, chuck him to me.
No. I'm going to make that an athletics to toss him.
But I've already done athletics.
I will make it.
We've done athletics to catch
up
to
her. What do you want it to be?
Catch up persuasion.
No way, man. I don't want to do it. Persuade me.
No, I'm not going to allow it. Sorry.
I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
I want to do a perception check to see if there's any more oozes coming up to alert the party.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're in a new hallway.
Yep.
And there are sounds everywhere other than the rumbling of the ooze behind you. You can hear walls cracking. Roll a perception to see what other obstacles you're going to face in your way down.
Should intimidate me into taking it.
Let's re-roll that.
Okay. How many do you have left?
Two.
Nice. Unless it was a religion check, you're fine.
No, it's not. I don't know.
It was 19, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was only a 10. No, I rolled a 10.
Oh.
Yep. Alright, last time.
Okay.
It's less than 10.
Yep. Should I take a fail? No, I'm going to burn an inspiration. Should I burn an
Okay.
I'm out of everything now. Yeah, no, I fail.
Okay. As you get to the next floor, Yuri stops you all and listens with his ear against the wall.
He's out there.
You idiot.
And he's like, something's coming. As everyone else is looking in both directions, as platoons of candy guards are marching towards you.
Guys, get ready.
There's something in the wall.
Fortunately, they're kind of converging on your point. Nothing seems to be coming up from downwards. So you bolt down the stairs, taking them five at a time. Gwen more than competently carrying Ellison for now. And it is James's turn.
History check to remember the way, the most efficient way down to this chamber that we're going to.
I'd probably make that a perception.
You just do perception.
What about a history?
That's what I mean. Like,
what about history?
You've only just learned this, so it's not really history.
What about remembering the machine history check?
Well, we're not there yet. If we get to the machine, I was going to do that.
If you might want to prepare your thoughts.
That would be an arcana.
Which I also can't do because I did it last time.
Not the way.
Just do act like sacrifices. No good.
This is how it's done.
Well, if I can I steal his thing and sleight of hand myself a potion and just fly there?
Absolutely, you can try. Are you, so a fly potion. Yep. That's another great
roll. How far from the fail are we?
You have five successes, two failures.
Oh, we can afford one more.
Unless it's
13 or above. 16, yes, fine.
Okay. So James. We're not going fast enough as the candy guards are right behind him. He swigs a potion, jumps off the ground, and thankfully it kicks in before he falls down and rolls down the stairs.
This is important. Are the gnomes still with us?
Yes.
Can I kick one of the butts and, like, lift him up?
That would have to be a check. At the moment, you are 100% focused on surviving.
Guys,
you can see behind you, most of the guards that were chasing have been engulfed in this ooze.
Yep.
But you still have a goodly number chasing you.
Hey, guys.
And you have no idea what's further down.
We're faster than they are, except for Dashbolt and Yuri. So if we get through first, I'm just going to fireball them. I'm really sorry, Dashbolt and Yuri.
I don't understand why are we fireballing.
I'll tell you later.
Dashbolt.
I'm going to round on that gnome that I hate now, and the other gnome that I don't like. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you see what you're doing? You're getting us killed, along with the people that died when you initially came here.
That's all the words you can use.
I want to roll persuasion, like snap them out of their stupid frigging vendetta and get them to help us.
Sorry, I can't allow it. Both of them are so set. Like, they've been in this place a lot longer and they know exactly what they're doing. They're not going to be swayed by a person they met a week ago.
Okay. I would like to roll to sweat perception to, like, see if the machine is ready or something like that.
You can roll a perception. You're not close enough to the machine because you didn't roll haste, so you haven't got that far ahead. But you can roll a perception to see what's happening around you.
Okay. Above the DC. 16 plus 9.
Okay.
Math is fine.
You get down another couple of levels, being chased the entire way by candy guards, and you get to a level where the hallway basically turns into a giant almost amphitheater with a balcony on either end that traverses the entire width of the castle. Four dragons fly in, different colours, and ready their breath weapons as you duck down the next set of stairs. So there is a very big force behind you. The queen is obviously very pissed off and has diverted some army to taking care of the people in the castle.
The terrorists.
Yeah. The suicide bombers is what she thinks you are.
Why me?
All of you, because you brought the gnome in.
I was like,
the
oh, no, wait.
Well, in 10 minutes, but she sees my thing still covering that thing, she'll feel awfully silly.
Oh, here we go.
What are you doing, buddy?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Acrobatic is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're running down the flight of stairs.
Oh my god, do it.
Is there any indication that we're getting closer to where we need to get to go?
Yeah. All three of them are saying, look, it's just a few more levels, just a few more levels, and we've just got a clear passage. Just keep running. All of you are flagging a little bit, but just keep going.
Okay. And there is the gnome running beside us.
Behind you.
Behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Behind in a rain, they get caught up in the fray, kind of
thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, you're all kind of like jumping in and around each other. Mm.
But they're consistently behind us.
Yes, yeah, because they are shorter. Same with Dashboard. And Yuri, because he's tired.
I've done okay to keep up.
Yeah. Adrenaline.
Be proud, guys.
No, like, are we running through open doors?
No. You're running down a giant staircase that runs the middle of the castle.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to think. Should I acrobatics spin in the air, throw the death wheel at them? Yeah.
Well, it only matters if you fail.
But that could be a huge fail. A
catastrophic fail.
Like, if you fail, you don't come home.
Yeah,
I
know.
Oh, well,
someone doesn't come home.
You might catch.
You gotta solve it, right?
Yeah. Well,
we have time to stop and solve
no.
it.
Oh, wait, are you gonna throw
it? It would need to be Gwen doing it the very next turn.
I was tempted.
But I don't have the solvent.
Ah.
Pons does.
Yeah.
Awkward.
That's why I'm not gonna do it.
I'm in the air, so
I mean,
pretty safe.
Narratively, it fully makes sense that you're going to try and get Gillino with this.
But yeah. Also Dashbold, in his puppy eyes that he has.
He's
now,
not trying to get you. He's
yeah, I know, but like, don't.
If he succeeds, he won't get you.
When he throws things, he hits people that aren't the enemy.
He is a Dex fighter.
No planning. Do what you gotta do.
We haven't seen the little gnomes do anything.
Choices. Oh, make a choice.
Yeah, okay.
No, he would have seen it. Him flip the potion out of Dashbolt's hand.
As we're running down, can I get out my sword and kind of do like a spinning arm around and try and take off Gillino's head?
Even better.
That'd be an athletics.
Oh, damn it. Can I do it with a flare?
You've got a crossbow. Why don't you just like back shoot him in the face?
Throw your sword.
Like, it's a skill challenge. Get
okay,
crazy.
Dude, again,
throw your lightsaber
any
sword.
Any sort of attack like that,
later.
While you're running at full speed, is going to be athletics,
yeah.
Not acrobatics.
That's what I was hoping for, a door, because I could, like, jump and kick it. Back in their face.
Just throw the glue.
No, oh, that's going to hurt my friend.
Throw your lightsaber sword, and you can just resummon it.
I can't.
That's not a feature that it has.
It's not, yeah.
Throw the
heel.
He's
not a Jedi.
Not a Jedi. Not yet.
Or ever.
Is there like railings on the side of this?
No. It's mostly just flat planes. And it's quite wide. Like, it's big enough for a dragon to crawl down after you.
Is there any guards in front of us?
Not that you can see, no. They seem to be consistently coming from behind you.
Just toss the glue on the ground.
What if you like...
Jump Dashbolt.
Also Yuri.
Yeah. Jump Dashbolt. Roll to jump Dashbolt so you can leave the glue and then you can catch up.
I'll lose my momentum then.
You can catch up.
But the glue
is tiny
down.
Legs.
Just kill someone, damn
it. No planning. Go,
right,
do it.
Right,
what are you doing?
It, do it.
Throwing the glue.
No! Throw the pommel of your sword. Not the glue.
Do the glue, man.
No.
Do what comes right.
If you fail, Dashbolt will die.
Jump
what are you
Dashbolt.
Doing? Make
listen
a
to no one. Make a
could
choice.
I...
Okay, no, right. No, you're taking too long. It's disadvantage.
Throw the glue.
Jump Dashbolt.
Can I instead throw the rapier at him?
At Dashbolt.
That would be it.
Actually, you have disadvantage. Throw a Dashbolt.
Yeah,
again, you can. It's athletics, not acrobatics, because you're running.
Can I just do a flip down the stairs?
Yes, you can. You can attempt to flip down the stairs to take the lead and then support James as he's running ahead.
No worries. Here we go. That's a pass.
The disadvantage, good job.
Yeah.
Well done.
Needs to roll an 11, I got a 12.
Okay. So, we're at 7 and 2.
What do we need?
8.
Oh, I feel so eight. Pressured right now.
One crit fail.
Yeah.
One crit fail or pass.
That's not a fail.
Okay, you are on the level. You are on the level that you need to be on. There is a passageway in front of you. There are dragons. There is a platoon of candy golems. There is a giant ooze headed in your direction.
God, I wish I had ball bearings.
Wow.
I would like to take my rope. I don't know whether this is a thing. And as I run, I want to around the knob of the door, and then on the other side, and then on the other side. So creating behind us like a little maze of rope as I'm running.
Are you carrying all that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a sleight of hand.
I'm multi-talented, except when it comes to sleight of hand.
Yeah, because you'll be tying knots while running,
Can I throw Ellison with athletics?
Oh my god, he's just not run. He's a 9-year-old man.
I believe you've used athletics before.
No,
right?
I used acrobatics last
wonderful.
Time.
Just run really fast.
I run really fast. I also pick up Dashbold and run really fast.
Taking with
you. Yeah, I'll allow it.
Yeah?
Yep.
Can I roll with advantage just because I'm a nice guy?
Nope.
Oh, I'll take that.
Nope.
You sure?
Yeah.
What sure I can't take this one?
Yes. What did you roll?
I rolled a 6.
Okay.
Shit. Use my inspiration.
It's cocked, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I was being legit from my angle of the girl's outside.
Okay.
I rolled an 18 the second time.
So what we've got here is when picks up Dashbolt, tries to carry him under the other arm that hasn't got Ellison.
Wait, is 6 plus 7 more than 18 or
19? Nope. And you all fall down.
This sounds bad.
Ow!
Yuri.
Damn, I roll at disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Not much further, guys! We're almost there!
We're pretty much there now. I think we're just
persuasion. Just to get everyone that little bit further.
He has no more lucky
encouraging
everyone.
Inspiration.
No one had an inspiration?
It's just behind that door!
I'm burnt to survive.
Okay, you know that it's just behind that door. You know that it's just behind that door. You want to persuade these people that it is. These people.
Who are lying on the ground.
I mean, you're persuading them to do exactly what they're already doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to encourage them to do
so it. I think you're already halfway there. I think that's an advantage. Really.
Yeah, so I just balance that normal.
I think it's actually an auto success.
Why didn't you, try to persuade Ellison to get up and run? Because he's probably just going to sit there.
Persuade Ellison.
Is now the time to encourage him to make different life choices?
Yeah. Stop doing drugs, Ellison.
Can I intimidate everyone?
Sure. I'll allow you to get up and actually full fury yell at Dashbold and Gwen. Just stop letting the team down. Just do your fucking job and get Ellison into the portal, or I'll kill you myself. Yeah, good. Do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Get the fucking lead out.
What do you need to roll?
Run! Stop being so shit. Just carry the old man into the fucking room!
Yuri, you be mean.
Well, I'm encouraged.
Nah, I've fucked it.
Okay.
Lucky.
The yell kind of works. in that the sense that it tips Dashbold over the edge, and he just like reflexively jumps to his feet, grabs the two and drags them, and they get to their feet. And Ellison is actually running, but in doing that, in that flurry, you get knocked down, Yuri. You fall, the two gnomes, and Fod make it into the portal room. And James, you can see that the portal is fully charged. It just needs someone to activate and keep it open.
So yeah, we haven't totally failed the skill challenge yet?
You've totally failed the skill challenge.
We just don't know what's going to happen.
Yuri's going to die.
No. Yuri's out in the hallway with the dragons and
how long do I have?
And
how long do I have?
I got this.
Apparently Yuri's already dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's just been engulfed in soldiers and dragons.
Oh, well.
Black Patty's coming back.
Oh.
Or that goblin.
I'm just going to like look out there and just like close the door.
Yep.
Just like, wait. All right, guys, let's get on the bus.
Who has a time turner?
Wait. Can I shoot one of the guards and do a maneuver to try and convince him to move?
Is he dead or not? Because if he's not, I can
you
get
can't
to
see him.
Him.
He's been attacked 5 times by guards and currently has 2 dragons standing over his where his body is.
He's going to say corpse, guys.
Look, he's a warlock of the greater fae of water, essentially. If he can't get out,
you
the
failed the challenge.
If he can't work something out with his ring and some sort of check with the blade...
Did we just sacrifice Yuri?
Yeah,
Yuri
fine.
Sacrificed himself.
He's a paladin.
This,
is what
this was my fault because I failed first.
That's right.
Yeah, it is your fault.
Yep.
Yeah. I activate the portal.
Okay.
Everybody onto the guilt bus this way.
You put your hand on the button and it activates and you see a very similar mote of light, but it's larger and it's pink, similar to what you found in the oven. And then you turn to run towards it, and as soon as you take your hand off, it disengages.
I hold it there. You guys get in real quick.
I mage hand it down.
The two gnomes run and they jump in.
Ooh.
Oh,
you guys go get them and hold them down.
I jump after them.
James points. His hand comes off and it pops away. He puts his hand on. It comes back.
Hey, dude.
Where's Yuri? Put Yuri's dead body hand on it.
Okay, I'm going to hold it. Guys, get through, and I'll be there in 2 seconds.
Outside the door, you hear an explosion.
Yuri!
And rumbling. And Yuri's voice.
Nobody's home.
Can I? Oh damn it! I can't do any.
Go the fuck through the portal.
I want to help Yuri.
I'll get him in a second. Go, just get out first. Otherwise, we're all gonna fucking miss out. Go.
I. You've already gone.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just needs to be done. Just glue
Pons,
the button.
Grab her. Pull her through.
I jumped through it.
What, you left her there?
Of course he does!
Typical Pons, right?
Glue the button down! Purging that needs to be done!
Dashbold!
Just glue the button down! Just glue it down! And then we can all go.
I'm just gonna fucking teleport, guys. Just get through!
If I drink my potion of diminution, can I sneak, like, under the door? Does it make me that small?
I closed it from the inside. Just open the door.
As you're having this discussion, the door bursts open.
Yuri!
I go through the
Wanderlust.
Fine.
Bye, Pat.
Oh!
Shining with golden light, his beige skin now white and his scales trimmed in gold, comes in with Yuri behind him fighting off the forces.
I have just been converted to Tia.
He pulls the door shut, inserts his axe through the handles, tells you to jump through the damn portal.
I jumped through the damn portal.
And pulls the button down.
I jumped through the damn portal. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I've already done through the portal.
How fast is a teleport?
You can find out.
I just grab Yuri and teleport to the portal?
You grab Yuri, you teleport to the portal, and you appear inside the portal Yuri stays there.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, fuck's sake. Go back through the pool. I'll pull out
Yuri, any last words?
I glue the button down. Okay, let's go.
Goodbye, friends.
No!
And I take my ring and throw it into the portal.
Okay. And he, like a ghost,
fades
away. The portal closes. And we'll leave it there.
I eat the ring.
That is where we will leave our marshals this week. Farewell, Eurymetrius. Join us next week to wrap up the season. We will pop back into Unthalas and see what's waiting for our marshals. And then that will be the end of season one. And we will come back and we will have some new recording equipment and some new editing software. So look forward to that. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our character art and for our theme tune, as well as to Battle Bards and Tabletop Audio for supplementary music used in this episode. A big thank you, as always, goes out to all of our lovely patrons. We truly support that the fact that you've stuck with us for so long, and that we have finally been able to upgrade our recording techniques. So that is solely thanks to you, and if you want to join their ranks, just go to patreon.com/Law and Disorder Podcast and you'll find us there. If you want to find out more about Law and Disorder Podcast or any of our other sister podcasts, you can go to www.thatsnotcanonproductions.com and all of that information will be there. As always, I have been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening and join us next week.
James and Riley, how you going?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Curtis. What's up?
Oh, mate, we're doing a promo now, right now, for our new podcast.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Unfeatured Articles. Well, what do we do? Thank you for asking, Riley. We look up every week the weirdest that Wikipedia has to offer. We dive into the comedic trenches of that website and find pure gold, baby. Pure sexy gold.
And we put it all on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever you find your podcast. So please find us on Facebook, etc. Unfeatured Articles.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.